Bell on in just a moment, but we've got a special guest for you this week. Initially, we were supposed to have Jimmy Thomas, the goaltender for Ohio Hockey, on, but he had class. Apparently, classes are more important around here at OU, but we have a different guest this week, and I'm so excited. I was going to have him on in the next couple weeks anyway, so please give a warm welcome to Tyler Harkins. Tyler, how you doing?
Good, Jared. How are you?
I could not be better. We're here in Berg Arena watching some youngsters play some hockey, which reminds me that the Columbus Blue Jackets will be here in Berg Arena. Athens Youth Hockey can work with them, with the Blue Jackets themselves, in November and December. Go to the OU Campus Rec page for more info there. Awesome opportunity. But for now, let's get right into it. Tyler, you are the top scorer, tied as the top scorer this season with Gianni Evangelisti. You're the top point scorer on the season. It's your senior year. What can you say about what you've been able to produce for your team this year?
You know, it's been exciting being able to put up points on the board for my team. Obviously, you know, it's a team game, so I cannot have done any of this without my teammates, my line mates. Like you said, Gianni Evangelisti and then Drew Magyar helping me out a lot, as well as Jake Houston. Scott Bagby, you know, they're making it easy to get pucks north and help me, you know, enhance opportunities to get some points.
Yeah, and you mentioned that on that first line, you've got Drew Magyar, you've got Gianni Evangelisti, Jacob Houston, who has just been stellar as of recent. What's it like to play with guys in such a high caliber?
It's a lot of fun, and it makes the game easy, that's for sure. You know, they open up a lot of space for me, so I'm able to, you know, attack the zone in a different way. I don't have to create my own space. It's, you know, they help create space for me.
For sure. And you and I were talking about the work you've done with Gianni so far this season. We were talking about a play that you guys have run quite a few times this season. It's worked almost every time, where you search down the left side of the boards with Gianni just ahead of you, send a through pass up to him, and he finishes top corner. What kind of chemistry do you have with Gianni? It seems that you guys play so well on the ice. What's that relationship like outside of Bird Arena?
Outside of Bird Arena, it's a good relationship. We're really good buddies. I would say we've been through it all for the past 3 and some years. We came in freshman year together around the same line. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time together. You know, even this summer playing against each other in Columbus, Adult Hockey League, and the B League. We've had a fun little rivalry there, but you know, we are good friends.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, like I mentioned, you're a senior this year. You're in kind of more of a leadership role. A lot of people are looking at this OU team to go very deep in the season this year, potentially be national championship contenders. Tell us a little bit about your leadership role as a senior on this hockey team.
I think it's just trying to lead by example. It's all of us, but I don't think, you know, I think we're a team with a bunch of leaders. I don't think there's, you know, one particular person. I think everyone kind of buys into the system, which, you know, makes it a really fun team to play for. And, you know, we have such a good group of guys that, you know, it's a great time out here.
And you just mentioned buying into the system. You've got a new head coach who's sitting right behind me as we speak, so better watch what you say here, but it seems that you guys are really buying into Coach Bell's system. What's it been like, you know, transitioning from Coach Sean Hogan to now head coach Cole Bell?
I think as a player, you know, you got to go out and play the game no matter what, no matter who's your coach. But obviously we all have a lot of respect for Coach Bell. He's come in and done a great job. I think Sean Hogan left us with, you know, in a great spot as well. I really enjoyed playing for him, but you know, Coach Bell is great to play for as well, and he's got us off to a hot start. So you know, hopefully we can just continue that and continue buying into his system. And you know, we've got a great group here, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Coach and I have been talking a lot this season about his new style of play that he's trying to bring to Athens, Ohio, to the Ohio Bobcats. What has that system kind of been like from your eyes? What have you noticed that's been different? What do you like? What don't you like?
I think, you know, it's a lot of, we have structure, but there's a lot of creativity within the system and within the structure. I do enjoy that, you know, it's very fast-paced and we're always trying to move it, which helps us get, you know, defenders out of position. So, you know, I mean, whatever he wants us to do, though, I think we got the guys that are going to buy in and believe in him and believe in his process.
Yeah, definitely got solid personnel. And like I said, you guys seem to be buying into it the way you're playing right now. 6-0 start. Couldn't ask for much of a better start to the season than that. And this weekend, you guys got two big wins. I'll be talking to Coach Bell in just a few minutes about those two wins against Robert Morris. The first one came down to a shootout, but it arguably wouldn't have gotten to that point without the stellar play of yourself in late in that game. You had two goals. One of them was to tie it up with, I believe, 7 minutes to go. Can you kind of run us through those two goals?
In regards to the tying one, obviously Scott Bagby made a phenomenal pass up to me at the blue line. That goal doesn't happen without him. And, you know, having his eyes up the ice and making that crisp pass. And then, he opened it up to make it real easy for me moving forward there.
Yeah, and we were talking just a few minutes ago about that specific goal. Bagby did make a stellar pass, but you made an incredible spin move and moved straight to the net. That was a very heads-up play. Can you kind of run us through, once you got that amazing pass, you had a one-on-one situation with a defender, which you immediately rolled off of. What went into the way that you finished that play?
It's something Coach told us, get that puck to the net, shoot it hard, kind of find your spot. I was fortunate enough to see an opening and, take advantage of it. But that comes from the top with attacking the net with speed and shooting with your feet moving.
And moving forward, talking about how we got to the point of you having to make that incredible play to tie up the hockey game, take it to overtime, eventually a shootout and a win. One of the goals by Robert Morris arguably could have been attributed to a mistake that you made early in the game. How are you able to kind of bounce back from that mistake and turn out to be one of the heroes of the game?
I'd say I was. It's always tough when you realize that it was completely and individually your fault on a goal against. No one ever wants to have that happen. It's a pretty terrible feeling. But it's kind of regrouping. It's like, hey, I might have let my team down for a second, but, I'm not going to continuously let them down. I'm going to bounce back and help, bring them back up. And that was the opportunity that presented itself. And, I messed up, but I was happy to, make up for it.
Yeah, keep your eyes up and look for opportunities to avenge yourself. You definitely did that very well this weekend. Well, Tyler, you've got a week off. You don't have any hockey games this weekend. What do you plan on doing in your 2 weeks off to be better prepared for Iowa State in that following weekend?
A lot of sleep, a lot of water, get my veggies in.
Definitely. The three essentials right there, three-step program. I love it. All right, well, we are going to take a brief break. Coming back, we will have head coach Cole Bell on the mic. We're going to talk a little bit, like I said, about this past weekend. We're going to look forward to the bye week. There's a lot to talk about there, so don't go anywhere. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105. Back now to the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. We are live at Bird Arena on Ohio University's campus. I'm your host, Jared Emsch, and joining me now is head coach Cole Bell. Cole, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Jared. Good to be here.
I am so glad to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about last weekend, a solid weekend, sweep weekend. Two wins, can never be too upset about two more wins. And, coach, before we get into the actual game, you have started out your coaching career here as a Bobcat at 6-0. How are you feeling about that?
Really good. Really good. The guys have done an excellent job. They're extremely dedicated, extremely committed to being successful. And, I know we've talked about it before with 11 freshmen and a new coach with a new system, a new way of doing things, and, how tough that can be on a team as a whole. But with the work that these guys put in every day, we're still working on some adjustments, but, we're getting there, and that's, their work has really allowed us to get to 6-0.
Of course, and of course the goal is 8-0. We are going to have a week off of that opportunity coming back in two weekends. A week and a half from today is Iowa State. That will be back here in Bird Arena. So we hope to see all of you here cheering on the Bobcats live. homecoming weekend, Robert Morris, two wins. Friday night game was a thriller, one of the most exciting hockey games I've seen in my time covering Ohio hockey. A 4-3 win for the Bobcats in the sixth round of a shootout. That was quite a thriller from my end as a spectator, as an announcer, but I'm sure it was a little bit more stressful for you as a coach.
Yeah, it was. You know, the tough part was we were playing so well that entire game. You know, unfortunately, we had a couple turnovers that allowed Robert Morris to have some grade-A scoring opportunities and opportunities that they were able to capitalize on. And, you know, that's what really brought us to overtime and the shootout. But, you know, as we were down a goal and fighting through that game, I was confident in the guys. They were playing really well. The language was right on the bench, was positive. The team stuck together through that adversity. And, you know, I'm glad we were able to come out with a win and reward those guys for that kind of effort.
Yeah, it seems like everybody was staying positive from what I could see up in the nest. But even it seemed like even when goals were scored, the goal scorer was not the most excited on the ice, which is got to be a good feeling. It's good for morale that the guys who helped set it up, who were around the goal scorer, were just as excited as if they had done the job.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked day one how this is a team effort, has to be a team effort if we want to have long-term success. And everybody knows that everything that we do on the ice is super important, whether it's you know, blocking a shot or chipping a puck out of our zone or just making a smart team play with a puck under stick. And, you know, we do little things like that. They ultimately add up to the goals of the back of the other team's net. And I think they realize that. I think you saw that in some of the celebrations.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk a little bit about the obvious man of the night, Jacob Houston. And I'm not talking about his game-winning shootout goal. In my opinion, that was his second best play of the night. In the first period, a two-on-one situation came up for Robert Morris. Pass came across the crease. A one-time attempt by one of the Robert Morris players completely beat Jimmy Thomas. And as the old Athens proverb goes, when Jimmy Thomas can't save the puck, Jacob Houston will. He was sitting right there in the net, swatted the puck away with his left hand. I mean, what can you say about this guy's heads-up ability?
Yeah, that was a special play from a special player. And you know, you can't go wrong with putting Jacob Houston on the ice. He makes things happen every time. And he's one of those guys, you know, a senior on this team, a leader on this team, and one of the driving forces behind, hey, we need to have a team effort. We all need to chip in. And we need to play through the structure and show up every day ready to work, whether it's a practice or a game. You know, that was a great play. And, you know, one of those that you go home at night, you brag about all your friends, and I'm glad you have a moment like that.
Yeah, I can't say for sure that what would have happened if that went in. Of course, you can't because it didn't. But if that goal would have gone in, Robert Morris would have been up 1-0 early in the game, potentially could have won in regulation because it did go to overtime in a shootout. That was a definite game-changing play. Incredible job by Jake Houston. But then later in the game, he made his presence known again in the shootout, sixth round. Curious that it took six rounds to see Jake Houston. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he did score the game winner. The second goal for OU in the shootout. You guys won the shootout 2-1. What an incredible job, offensively, defensively, everywhere on the ice by him.
Yeah, I mean, everything was great. Up and down the lineup, we had guys that were really working, really earned both of those wins. You know, I think that's the best thing to see as the coach. Not only did we win, but, you know, we did it by doing things the right way and playing the right way.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, we didn't see Jake Houston until the sixth round of the shootout. Normally, a lot of fans, I'm sure, expected to see Houston a little bit early in the shootout. What went into the decision in waiting on him?
Honestly, you know what? During the first three, we do shootouts once a week at practice, more as a kind of a fun for pride type thing than anything.
Right.
And I saw some good stuff out of the guys that went. And then once we started getting into sudden death, of course, we were the second shooter. So I knew Huey was pretty reliable in the shootout, and I wanted to wait and see if Robert Morris ended up scoring on one of the goals so I could have him as an answer and,
right.
and make sure this thing got extended. And then it just got to the point, honestly, where I was like, okay, that's enough is enough. We're going to take our chance here and see what happens. Ended up capitalizing and walking away with a win for us.
Yeah, definitely. It makes a lot of sense. You guys performed pretty well in that shootout. Jimmy Thomas, excellent job. He was like a stone wall in that. Stopped 5 out of 6 shots. He played a pretty good game, I would say, on Friday night. He had 17 saves. What can you say about your goaltender's work on Friday night?
You know, I think he was solid on Friday night. We certainly didn't do him any favors with those turnovers. You know,
right.
The goals that they got, they were legitimate scoring chances. They weren't weak goals. They weren't, you know, anything that maybe Robert Morris necessarily created. But we definitely kind of gift-wrapped one for him. And, you know, when we were able to stick to our game and not have those mistakes or those kinds of mistakes, you know, we could count on Jimmy back there. And even, you know, there were plenty of other mistakes that we're not talking about because Jimmy was back there and made the save. So, you know, he was lights out again.
Yeah, definitely. And he was even more lights out on Saturday. We're going to move ahead to that game. A 3-0 win and keyword nothing. First shutout of the season for Jimmy Thomas. And a record-setting game for him as well. I believe that was his 17th career shutout for Ohio. He is now has the most shutouts for an Ohio goalie ever. He broke a record that has stood since 2010, so a very impressive night for him. What's that like as a coach for a goalie? We've had this goalie of such a high caliber. I've kind of been hard on him in the past couple weeks,
sure.
You know. About how he hasn't had a shutout yet. What's that like now after he finally has one?
That was awesome. That was a really special moment. I'll be honest, I had no idea that he was that close or anything. And after we had won that game, the game was over, shutout. We're skating. I'm walking out. The guys are skating up to shake hands. One of my players, Kyle Craddock, I believe, came up and he said, "Hey, I just think Jimmy broke the record." I'm like, what record? First shutout of the year, you know, like,
right.
What are we talking about here? So he explained it to me. I'm like, holy cow. So, you know, I caught Jimmy in the line. I was like, Jimmy, is that true? And sure enough, and what an exciting moment. Once we were able to get off the ice, and, you know, kind of we were worried about the win and shaking hands and all the, you know, thanking the fans. We finally got into the locker room and were able to celebrate that moment as a team and with Jimmy. And that was a lot of fun. That's a really cool thing for him to have done, and I'm glad I was a part of that.
Yeah, that was a super awesome night. And across the board, your entire team just played such good hockey, I thought. It was very clean. Obviously, not a lot of mistakes. No mistakes that were bad enough to beat Jimmy. He was incredible. But what can you say about your team's performance just overall, fundamentally?
Yeah, Saturday was fantastic. We had talked Saturday morning about Friday night, the mistakes that we made and how it cost us. And don't get me wrong, we played far from a perfect game on Saturday night. And Jimmy was there with some very big time mistakes.
Right.
But overall, you know, we played very, very well, very structured. We took care of our responsibilities. And, you know, we kind of went into that mindset like, hey, we know we have talent on this team. We know we're going to get our opportunities to score goals. We know we're going to get the puck in the back of the net at some point. You know, let's make sure we don't give up any free opportunities. Like, if they're going to score, make them really earn it.
Make them work for it.
Yeah,
right.
Right, make them work for it. And, you know, we were able to follow that game plan. And when you got guys that, like, you got guys like a Jake Houston who loves to make plays with the puck, very good with the puck. You see him going glass and out, you know the boys are all on the same page and ready to win. I think that's what we saw a lot of on Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk a little bit about the goals specifically. First goal came midway through the second period. It was scoreless for a lot of that game, but there were opportunities on both sides. But Timmy Thurneau was the first one who actually was able to find the back of the net. We don't often talk about him as a scorer, but he was able to get on the score sheet. What can you tell me about that goal?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge timely goal, and I think we'll see a lot more of him on the score sheet, whether it's a goal or an assist, specifically off of the shot. You watch this guy skate around in practice, you watch the warm-ups, so the guy's got an absolute rocket. And I think we saw that with the John Carroll that he scored late.
It was, yeah.
And, you know, perfect example. And he's one of those guys that just very quietly goes about his business, gets the job done, and, you know, it may sound bad, but he's one of those players where if you don't notice him, that's a good thing. He's doing exactly what he's supposed
right.
to do, making the simple plays, being reliable, being responsible. And he's really a big part of why so many of our freshmen on the back end have been successful. He's just a nice calming presence back there, a guy that we can count on to be stable. And it's nice to see him rewarded with a goal, and I'm sure that won't be the last one.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He doesn't have... I'm not going to say ever, but often make mistakes. He's not a super flashy guy. He just gets it done night after night. Great work by him. But that goal was also a big part of it got to go in was because of Tom Picorni's effort on that play. We saw him surge all the way coast to coast with the puck wrapped around the back of the net. Found Thurneau in the center who was able to slot it home. And then after the goal, I watched Picorni as he skated all the way back down to Jimmy Thomas, pumping his fist, screaming. He was so exciting. What can you say about his performance this weekend?
You know what? Yeah, as you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know if there's a guy on our team that wants to get better and wants to make an impact more than Thomas Picorni. He's very quiet about it. You know, just goes out, does his job. Works really hard every day. He asks the question. He's very dialed in to what we're trying to accomplish, some of the details that we're talking about in practice. And, you know, he's one of those guys that he could be playing good all game, making good, simple plays, and then out of nowhere he's going to rattle off something like that, go coast to coast, and just rack the puck down the ice. And he's got incredible skill, incredible talent, and you know, there's a reason we like to put him out against the other team's top line is because he's the kind of guy that's going to make another player have to work to get the puck back from him, and he's got the skill to make the other team's top players play defense and wear them out, which in the long run will be a huge dividend for us.
Yeah, we talked a little bit last week and the week before about the mistakes that he made, how he wasn't really playing to his full potential, specifically against John Carroll. We saw him get a lot better last week, and this week against Robert Morris, I was very impressed with him, as you seem to have been as well. And one final thing I want to talk about Picorni, he lined up this week as a left wing instead of a defenseman for some of the game. Is that something that we're going to see more often, or is he going to sit back as a defender?
Nope, he's going to stay up at wing. He was actually a winger for the second game against Toledo. And to be honest with you, I think that's a position where he's going to be more comfortable and more effective for us. He was great as a defender, you know, played a great role back there, did a lot of great things. But like the goal we were just talking about, like, those are things that he's going to be able to do with the board and really be able to make plays, get the puck out of our zone, and really push the pace. And, you know, I got to give hats off to some of our freshmen. And we originally, coming into the year, I knew he could play forward or D. To be quite honest, we put him at D because of how many freshmen we have on the back end, on the blue line. But they have all, every single one of them, have stepped up and become reliable players for us in a short amount of time and allowed us to move Tommy up front because we can trust our freshmen with a regular shift back there, and they've been playing great. And so, you know, it's a big thing and a big adjustment where, you know, just showing up and being reliable has huge dividends for our team, more than just putting out a good shift. It allows us to put guys in better positions and better positions to succeed throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we will be back in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. But after we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about the Bobcats' week off, what we should look at moving forward, rather. So don't go anywhere. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105. The Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. I am your host, Jared Emsch. With me, as always, is head coach Cole Bell. Just got done talking about this past weekend's game against Robert Morris. This weekend, you might be a little confused if you look at the schedule because there are no games on Friday or Saturday. This is a bye week for the Bobcats. They will be back the following week, however, here in Byrd Arena against Iowa State. Going to keep moving forward in conference play there. But for the weekend upcoming, where you have some rest, Coach, what's your plan for the two-week period without games?
Sure. You know, this week we are focusing on trying to get our guys some rest and recovery. It's been a hard few weeks, you know, getting all the emotions from, you know, opening up the season and having some big wins. You know, also spending some time working on some skills and some individual stuff that you may not normally have time for during a normal week. So it's been a good week for that. It gives us, as a coaching staff anyway, a couple extra days to prepare for Iowa State. There's also some big events revolving around our game that are going to be announced this upcoming week that gives the coaching staff and the hockey ops staff some time to put the finishing touches on. A couple things that we're pretty excited about.
Awesome, yeah. And what specifically from this weekend, I don't want to say stuck out as a red flag per se, but what can you take out of a weekend sweep with hockey that was as good as this one was? What do you work on in practice after that kind of thing?
Well, if it's a normal week, and probably going into next week, you know, we'll get back to our routine, get ready for Iowa State. I thought one of the things that we really need to sharpen up on is our coverage without the puck, both on the forecheck and specifically in the defensive zone. You know, we showed we're capable of that kind of thing and playing that kind of game this weekend against Robert Morris, especially with that coming in. But there are some areas where we kind of got away with it a bit. And, you know, we got some really good teams coming up, Iowa State, Michigan, Dearborn, Liberty, and Linwood. 8 of our next 10 games are against top 10 teams. So we're going to have to be, you know, tight defensively. And not only that, but, you know, if you look long-term, and once you get into February or March, those are the kind of games that you have to win. And I know we have a lot of skill, and I know we can be high-flying if we need to be or want to be, and have a high-powered offense and win the 7-5 games. But, you know, we also want to be a team that can win a 1-0 game or 2-1 game and be able to lock it down. I think that's going to be a lot of our focus next week anyway as we get back into our normal routine and get ready for Iowa State.
Definitely. And one final question, Coach. With your, specifically your week off, do you have any self-care plans?
You know what? I think I'm getting around to golfing on Saturday.
Awesome.
We'll go with that.
Definitely. Well, we will see you out on the course on Saturday, but that about does it for us from Byrd Arena. My co-host, Coach Cole Bell. I am Jared Emsch. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We will be back next week, even though there's a bye. We'll still be here talking about some hockey, what to look forward for the following week against Iowa State. So enjoy your week off, and we'll be back next week. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105.